there's starting to be more of an element of wanting to control the food, control the food, control the people. And as mRNA vaccines kind of gain traction, in animals, it could be something that we're required to do or pushed upon us. But I don't want that in my meat, and I know that if I don't want that, there's other people that don't want that. I think it's just a little bit more of like how much control big corporations have over our food. Like, for example, 85% of beef is processed by four companies, and those four companies control a lot of things, one of which is like a little bit of prices. And so they can afford to lose money because they're making billions upon billions of dollars versus a small producer or small ranch. They can't afford to lose money. Like, they'll lose their ranch. Like, we have way less ranches than we ever did. Like, 1% of the population raises our food. It wasn't that way.
I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full.
Well, folks, I've been overwhelmed with all types of information from people that really want to know where they could go to get healthy food with all of the tainted food that we have out there now. And I tell you what, it's been amazing because we ran into Chloe through Dr. Shockley, and we discovered just an amazing young woman who's doing a wonderful job taking over for her mother who recently passed. And they work in Colorado in the Chico Basin Ranch. They were eager to return home in 2006 and raise a family in their beautiful green, lush mountain valley. And their mission from the start was to provide healthy, pasture-raised, grass-fed, and finished meats for the family and community fueled their work. And so you're going to hear an amazing story. You're going to hear about what's been happening with our beef and more, and how I believe Chloe was provided for us and raised up at this time to be a shepherd to all of us in guiding us in the right direction towards healthy food products. You don't want to miss this.
Yeah, so Parker Pastures is, we mainly do grass-fed, grass-finished beef. No growth hormones in it, no antibiotics. Our cattle don't go into any feedlots. It's just super clean beef raised the way God intended. And there's two main options is like the best way to order, which is buy the box. You can kind of build your own box, or we have some rancher curated ones. And the other option is buy the cow, which is, as a rancher and also as someone who loves beef, this is one of my favorite options, is because you can choose like quarter, half, whole cow. And it all comes from one animal. And you'll get just like a wide variety of different cuts of beef. And then we also have individual cuts, pasture-raised chicken, pasture-raised pork, and grass-fed lamb. So lots of different things, just trying to put good nutrient-dense meat on the table.
Good. Now, when I'm looking at this, as a matter of fact, folks, you can go below this video. There's a link for you that'll allow them to know that, Chloe, to know that you actually watched this video. ParkerPastures.com/, and it's got a question mark and REF equals AWK. So a lot of you probably won't write all that down. Just go below the video, below the podcast, click on that link, and it'll take you to this amazing website showing you everything that you can, everything about this meat product. But mostly what I wanted to get into was this thought about our beef and what they might be putting in our grocery stores, and why it's important that we pay attention to what's going on with the meat industry. Could you kind of let us in on that a little bit? I'd really appreciate it. Actually, you know what? I'm going to share this first and then have you talk about it.
Heavily subsidized by the government. Therefore, it's cheap food. Highly processed, full of sugar, cheap. 60% of Americans' diets comes from it. Yet we're one of the sickest nations and we have the highest death rate related to treatable diseases that can be treated with food. Yeah, the food systems is broken.
You know, so can you tell us about that? What does that mean when you're explaining that there?
Yeah. So growing up, I've been very much exposed to kind of what's happening to our food, predominantly in ranching. And what most people don't really know is the back end of what really happens to cattle and the beef that you'll find at a grocery store, for example. Most cattle spend some point of their life on grass because a lot of cattle, they're coming from a small family ranch. That's where they're born. They're going to spend the summer with their mom. Then the calves will be weaned. But from there, it kind of gets worse. So to grow and produce as much beef as America does, and with the system that we have, most cattle will go into a feed yard and like CAFO confined animal feeding. And they'll also usually be injected with some form of growth hormone, which will just get them to grow faster, bigger. But the crazy part is the fact that most of those animals in feed yards are fed corn. And if we go back to what kind of originally happened during World War I, World War II, when we started using those same chemicals in war on our land, and we kind of went to war with nature, and we learned that we could grow a ton of crops, and we have this abundance of crops. So then we started feeding it to animals, and that's kind of how feedlots and that sort of thing originated. Well, to keep the production up, we keep pouring chemicals on this land. Like most land, kind of the Corn Belt of America, which just to give you an idea of like, think the size of California, that's how much corn America grows in a year. And that corn is heavily sprayed with pretty much any form of chemical you could think of to make it grow, because our soil is so dead because of how heavily it's been farmed and all of the chemicals that have been just poured into it. So that corn grows, and that corn is either going to go into human food, which like 75% of the supermarket has corn products in it, corn syrup, corn, any product of corn. The other part of that corn will go into animals and will be like fed to cattle. But the crazy thing is corn is a heavily subsidized crop. There's something that I saw the other day of like in 2022, $14 billion went to crop subsidies, predominantly corn. And so that kind of makes that more of a cheap food. That's why a lot of the products in the grocery store that are processed, that is corn, it's cheaper for you to buy than a pound of beef because that corn has been subsidized. And the same thing kind of plays into grain-fed beef, like feedlot beef, which is 85-90% of all beef versus grass-fed beef, is the cattle in feed yards. Well, A, they're going to be built from the day of birth to when they're harvested is a lot shorter period than grass-fed, grass-finished cattle. And also they're fed corn, which is, like I said, is subsidized. And so you combine those two things, it's going to be cheaper to buy a pound of grain-finished usual beef than it is grass-fed, grass-finished beef. And the reality is, like, it's not ranchers or farmers' fault. They're just in a system that's broken, and that system is affecting human health, animal health, soil health, and just health for the whole, just because of how broken our food system is. And that's just one example of it.
Yeah, you know, when I wanted to really highlight too, you've got a lot of knowledge in this area where many folks just don't, right? We go into the stores, we just think there's some meat, I'll buy that today, it's on sale, whatever. We go home, we eat it, and we think we're okay. But a lot of folks just haven't been exposed to this. What I find amazing is your passion and knowledge of all of that's going on with the meat industry. And I was reading on your website that you guys came together in 2006 with your parents, right? They founded Parker Pastures, and you worked in the short grass prairie of Colorado. I'm reading that here at the Chico Basin Ranch. They wanted to return home, raise the family in Colorado, right? So that looks like Gunnison. They landed, we landed at the grandparents' Creekside Ranch along the lazy, was that Tamichi Creek?
Yep.
Yeah, and that's where Parker Pastures started. Children, chickens, cattle, pigs, sheep, turkeys, and milk cows filled the fields. And so the mission you guys have right here is to provide healthy, pasture-raised, grass-fed, and finished meats for our family and community fueled our work. So could you just explain a little bit from 2006 on, how did you end up with this Parker Pastures? Just let us know a little bit about your background.
When I was about 5, my parents founded Parker Pastures. They both kind of grew up close to the land. And my dad was in ranching and just realized, like, just already things I was kind of explaining, and there wasn't really grass-fed, grass-finished beef available. And I have 2 younger brothers, and my mom especially was just super passionate and wanted to make sure that the meat we were eating, and other foods, but mainly the meat we were eating, was A, like, super nutrient dense and good, and we knew where it was coming from, but also it was raised in a way that was healing to the land. So that's kind of what started Parker Pastures. And when we started, we kind of did all of the different things, chickens, pigs. I remember milking milk cows, collecting eggs. Like, my childhood was filled with just all the different animals. But over the years, we realized that we were really good at raising grass-fed, grass-finished beef. And so we kind of simplified the business. And while I was growing up alongside my parents kind of helping with the beef, I had a grass-fed lamb business around from when I was like 10 to 16. So that's kind of really what started my personal passion of raising meat, was just that experience, and taking care of the baby lambs and then watching them grow up and then eventually taking them to be harvested and then providing a family with meat. And so, yeah, I just kind of grew up around Parker Pastures and fulfilling orders and taking care of cattle and taking care of my sheep. And then I decided to kind of go away for a few years just to gain other experience, kind of after graduated high school. And I was working on a few different ranches, one in Wyoming, one in Oklahoma. And then my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And I've always known that I've wanted to be in agriculture and in ranching. It's truly where I feel closest to God, and I know is a calling upon my life. I just didn't know how it was all going to work out. But when my mom got sick, I immediately came home and was helping my family in any way that I could, because I felt that was what I needed to be doing. And so I was 18, 19. I was running our meat company, trying to figure out how to make payroll, and also helping run the ranch while my mom was away getting treatment. And it was crazy summer, and I learned a lot. But through it all, I was like, well, I feel like this is part of what I'm supposed to do, is to continue doing this. And so I was provided the opportunity to take over Parker Pastures. And we're going into the second year of that, because like my parents, like, providing people with nutrient dense food and sharing the story behind it and sharing the hidden secrets in what's in our food, like, is something that I'm super passionate about. And also with Parker Pastures, it's, my mom passed away in June last year, and it's a privilege to also carry on her legacy, and do what I'm currently doing. It's definitely a God thing, and it's something that I feel is what I'm supposed to be doing right now, because the reality is our food system is very broken, which is tied to a lot of other things, and it's affecting all of us, and the land. And so I just want to bridge that gap of, like, good nutrient dense food on the table, raised in a way that is good for the land and stewarding God's earth in a good way, and breaking away from that corporate broken system.
Yeah, you're very passionate about it. And to see you take over the business and the things that you've been through the past year is absolutely amazing, to see you just continue to glow and smile and just know that you're on the side of our Heavenly Father. And that is such a blessing to hear how He's guiding and directing your life through all of this. And it just amazes me. I wanted to show you another one here that you had, warning, you may never eat meat after this. Let me show you this one.
Warning, if you watch this, you might never buy meat from the store again. Look at how many pounds of beef have been recalled because of E. coli, because of massive packing plants. And everything is done so fast that things get contaminated and then you get sick. Oh yeah, also all of that meat is raw, never frozen. So, and then it's sprayed with carbon monoxide to keep it looking fresh. So you honestly have no idea how long it's been raw for. Ugh. Warning.
Very passionate. I saw this with you and I thought, wow, we need to let folks know that you are definitely out there doing the best you can to protect those that are out there that really don't know what's going on with the meat industry. And I think it's important for everyone to just hear your heart and understand why it's important that they check this out and realize what might be happening to them just by grabbing these meat products, grilling them and not knowing what's really going on and what they're actually putting inside of their body.
Yeah, totally. It's crazy what happens if you just like, just beef, for example, like most of it has antibiotics. Most of it has growth hormones. Cattle are fed corn, which is like really messes up the omega-3, omega-6 ratio. And it's just not really a healthy product because the animal's not healthy and then we eat that. But then what happens at processing is wild because it's most 85% of beef is processed by four massive companies. And they do hundreds upon thousands of cattle in a day. And kind of what I was sharing in that video is because they're doing so many cattle at once, it's easy for stuff to get contaminated. And also the crazy thing is there's been studies that show that there's up to 1,000 cows in 1 pound of ground beef. So it's just like, there's just so much happening on the back end of just like mass production. And then to keep that meat, if you look at grocery store meat, it's usually really red and it's packaged with carbon monoxide and a few other gases. And they package it like that. So then it looks really red and fresh when in reality, it might not be. And then I personally am always grossed out at the fact, like if you go to the grocery store, the meat's raw. Versus like our meat's frozen until I thaw it out. But that's just like one example of beef. And then pork and chicken is even worse because the animals usually never see the light of day and they're in confined feeding. And like contamination and that sort of thing is even worse. There's something I read the other day of 43% of like ground chicken is usually contaminated with E. coli or salmonella or something like that. But you don't really think about that when you're just like buying meat, but there's just so many dirty secrets, that are just kind of shoved under the rug, but can really be affecting our health. But everything's interconnected. So it's like our health, the land's health, the animal's health, just everything.
Right. Now I noticed that, you have here, no growth hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA vaccines. We were talking before this recording and asked you if you'd seen a lot of the videos that are out there now on social media where folks are basically saying that the government is after their business and they're trying to force this onto their animals. Are you seeing anything like that out there?
There's definitely an element of, there's starting to be more of an element of wanting to control the food, control the food, control the people. And as mRNA vaccines kind of gain traction, it in animals, it could be something, that we're required to do, or pushed upon us. But I don't want that in my meat. And I know that if I don't want that, there's other people that don't want that. I think just, it's just a little bit more of like how much control, big corporations have over our food. Like for example, 85% of beef is processed by four companies. And those four companies control a lot of things. One of which is like a little bit of prices. And so they can afford to lose money because they're making billions upon billions of dollars versus a small producer or small ranch. They can't afford to lose money. Like they'll lose their ranch. Like we have way less ranches than we ever did. Like 1% of the population raises our food. It wasn't that way. And so when you're buying meat, also that product and what you're spending your money on is what you're supporting. Like if you're going to just get average meat. Like, you're supporting that big corporations and kind of freedom being taken away versus a smaller ranch or Parker Pastures of, like, you know where your meat's coming from. You know the story behind it. You know that it doesn't have carbon monoxide in it. And so all of those things are, like, decisions that I would think about when I'm buying food. And I always think of it as an investment of your health, because of how broken our food system is. Like, when you invest in good food, like, there's health benefits to that. Not just for you, but also, like, I was in one of our pastures the other day and there was a herd of elk. And then there was hawks flying above. So there's also, like, the wildlife side as well.
Right, right. Yeah, when we go in to this portion here on your website, I really love to see this. Rose C said, I was skeptical to switch to ordering directly from a ranch, but with prices going up and quality dropping, our family needed to make a change. I was quickly overwhelmed in my search for high quality, healthy beef. I stumbled upon Parker Pastures while narrowing my search for a sustainable ranch, knowing that their cows are ethically raised. They are working toward organic rating and their land is, Audubon rated. What does that mean? Audubon rated.
Audubon. That means it's like bird friendly beef is. So Audubon reached out to us, because of bird habitat is being demolished and we have way less birds than we ever did. And so Audubon, us being Audubon certified just means that our practices and how we manage our cattle is benefiting birds and benefiting their habitat. So there you go. Like, one another benefit of beef that's not necessarily like a personal human health benefit, but it's a wildlife and bird benefit.
Awesome. And so you guys became a top contestant in that. We have peace of mind that we are eating high quality, healthy, and safe beef and have more control of our grocery budget and our nutrition. Thank you, Parker Pastures. And I also noticed a note from Dr. Kelly Shockley. We've interviewed her, and she's doing amazing work there for folks and their health. And she's lifting you guys up, too. From their first bite of their grass-fed, grass-finished beef, I knew I'd found something special. Chloe, the passionate rancher behind Parker Pastures, is a hero in our health-seeking community. I think that's wonderful. And putting that together, it made me think of, while you were sharing your background, you said from the age of 10 to 16 that you were taking care of sheep, right? Lamb.
Yep.
And made me think of this particular verse here I wanted to share from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so I was just thinking about that and how it relates to you and your passion for the people and wanting to see them eat healthy and more. And I thought, you know, you are like a shepherd out there taking care of so many people. And you know what that feels like because you've taken care of sheep.
Yeah, I'd never thought about it that way. And that's definitely one of my favorite verse or Bible verses as well, because of just the connection between God and animals. And there's just a lot out there that... Like, there's just a lot of darkness in our world, and we all know that. And I want to be light and shine light into the darkness and share what is actually going on in our food. So that the product, when you make a choice of when you're buying meat or produce or whatever that is, that you can know what you want and you can choose what you want, because you have that background and that knowledge. And I've had this analogy of, like, when we eat food that is heavily processed or toxic because it comes from land that's sprayed with chemicals, it's almost like injecting or ingesting darkness, versus if we're eating food that is grown in a way that stewards God's creation and is in alignment with what he wants and brings health, then we're like ingesting light. And I think what we eat and how it's raised affects us a lot.
Mm. Yeah. And as you're speaking, I just can't get over the thought that you are able to talk like this, in my opinion, at such a young age. It is so wonderful because we share in this podcast so many things that are going on in this earth. And it seems like sometimes we say, well, some of us would say, oh, the folks that are in a younger generation, they're done for. We've lost them and there's no hope for the future. Yet when I watch many of the college campuses where people are holding the flag up and saying this flag is not going to touch the ground with all these protests going on, and I see many folks, young folks, sharing the gospel through social media. Even my 21-year-old son constantly comes to me with, "Dad, you know, check this out. Look what's going on. Look at these young folks that are, you know, debating folks on stage and more." It's just, I'm just so grateful to have you as part of just like a mission field. And again, it just related all to shepherding the flock, helping us as sheep to figure out what's going on, because we're easily swayed in so many different directions. And I just really appreciate what you're doing and your attitude and your strength and just giving this all to our Heavenly Father. Really grateful for that.
Yep, I just want to do it God's way. And that is definitely the center of Parker Pastures. And like, I've had friends that have like done mission work and that sort of thing. And that's always kind of been like, that's interesting, but I've never felt called to that. I've always felt called to business. And I've realized that in business is where is my mission field. And I can provide people with good, clean food. And that is like the centerpiece, but also to have that, like, yeah, I hope that I inspire people with their faith as well, because at the end of the day, all of this, like, this is all for God's glory. This is all His. And I'm just called to steward it. And if it brings Him glory, if it brings somebody closer to Him, like, then that is what matters.
Amen. Amen. Folks, you can go down to the description box below, parkerpastures.com. There's a / a question mark if you're listening. REF equals AWK. Very simple. Go down the description box below. If you just happen to reach out to Chloe and you didn't get the link, just let them know that you heard this show on And We Know, and you'd love for them to help them out to get the beef or chicken or pork to you guys. They even have premium dog food available for you. And I just encourage you to check them out and watch your life change and supporting these small businesses, especially in this parallel economy we've been establishing now that we've awake to the system and what they set up to take us all out. We've known that, we've seen it, and it's been a difficult process, but we're just so grateful for folks like Chloe to come alongside of us and say, you know what, enough already. We need to start showing people how God is doing and what He's doing through your company. So we thank you so much, Chloe, for joining us today, and hope to have a good update here in the future.
Thank you. And I'm honored to anyone who has any questions, like, please reach out. I know ordering beef can be a little bit confusing. I'm honored to do what I'm doing, and thanks for having me on this.
Amen. Amen. All right, so let's close in prayer, if you will. Heavenly Father, thank you so much once again for Chloe, for Parker Pastures, for this mission field that you've given her to not only share the meat products, but to share her heart and her love for you. And we know that she's been through so much this past year in the loss of her mother, but we know that we are all going to be with you someday. And we're just truly grateful to how you continue to shine a light through her life, through this what seemingly loss would happen for so many, devastation. And God, we just thank you for how you've raised her up with strength to guide and direct us as sheep in another direction, as the poisonous food out there has been used by the enemy to destroy us. You have raised her up in a significant way. And we ask for continued protection over her company, over those that work for her, work around her, and all of her friends and family, for sure. And we ask all this in the name of our Heavenly Father, through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you, Chloe. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you.
Until your wife and children, I'll be sailing with you. It's gonna rain. Better get on board. It's gonna rain.
I invite you to join me and the And We Know family on a cruise to Majestic, Alaska, August 11th through the 18th, 2024. We will chart our adventure aboard the luxurious Holland America's Westernum, cruising us to historic Alaskan ports like Juneau and Ketchikan. Destinations renowned for their scenery, teeming with forest and wildlife, the freshest caught salmon and other delicious cuisine, and known for the locals' family charm. The Isaacs are coming too, and we can't wait to sing worship and patriotic songs by this renowned award-winning group. We'll also enjoy powerful biblical messages and share life stories with my family and me, listen in on a live podcast recording, and have Q&A time and interviews with special guests. So visit andweknow.com and book your trip with LT and the family today.